Hello, this is Jay Strachey with Drilling Contractor. Today, I'll be speaking with Ian Bramson, Global Head of Cybersecurity for the ABS Group, on how the COVID-19 pandemic has spawned new cybersecurity risks, how this affects the drilling industry security protocols, and the importance of looking through the lens of a hacker's point of view. Hope you enjoy. Ian, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ian, as you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has spawned an increase in people working from home across all industries, including drilling. Have you seen any cyber threats arise in this environment? And if so, what are they?
Yes, COVID-19 actually is put out a lot of different kinds of cyber threats. And some of those aren't as obvious to people as other kinds of threats that they might be facing or other kind of risks. And what I mean by that is, when COVID-19 hit, all sorts of IT worlds got rocked, if you will. They've all had to scatter and change and dynamically adjust to the new situation, the new operating norm. And so everyone who was traditionally working from an office or a particular environment or in a particular mode, all of a sudden scattered. And the IT department was left struggling to catch up. And that, we're just talking about an operational part, not even thinking about the cybersecurity aspect. So what happened was you had a whole bunch of people now working from home who brought their computers there. When it happens that suddenly, everyone doesn't necessarily follow what you call the best cyber practices, right? So people were sending things to home emails or putting them on devices, bringing those home and setting up shop there. And when they were at home, what was happening is that all of the networks are now being commingled with home networks. So computers are now not only work computers, but they were also school computers. They were also entertainment centers. There were also places people use for online purchasing and everything else. And so what you had was this sort of tectonic shift immediate in the IT world, and all these different types of environments that people were coming in, and what that did to your, what we call the attack surface, which is the areas where bad ways guys, attackers can get in, is that expanded. So your attack surface expanded. And then all those home computers or all those work computers in the home environments were stewing in those networks for several months. That causes a lot of different kinds of cybersecurity risks, as you can imagine, because there's a lot more exposure points, a lot of different kinds of networks that these were put together on, and people were using maybe not the most traditional methods by which they would transfer traditionally or normally transfer their files. That left an opportunity for a lot of attackers. They could do things like fake COVID attack messages, so people would click on links, or it would just be kind of swapped in and moved in to your computers, just in the natural course of, again, living your life through this COVID environment at home. And so exposures then went up. But what we're seeing now is everyone is coming back into the office, or at least they're thinking about coming back into the office. And there's a thing that we're calling snapback risk. And what does that mean is that you, like an elastic band, expanded your network way out to include all these home environments. And now with people coming back in the office, they're snapping that back in. And with all the computers and all the different devices being in these home environments, sitting there for several months, they're having what we call a latent cyber risk, meaning they're picking up all this, the malware or other types of things, and then they're snapping them back into the major network. And a lot of companies are thinking about, hey, how do we check people when they come in for their temperatures, and they had, you know, the social distancing and all the different types of aspects you would normally do when people get brought in. But the COVID-19 virus isn't the only type of virus your workers can bring back in. They could bring in malware. And now the question is, are you checking for that? That risk has increased. Are you checking for that as those computers have come back into that environment? That snapback risk, when you're coming back, everyone bringing back in, is not something quite as obvious as people might think. And that happens for every industry that's going on, certainly for offshore. And once an attacker's in, then obviously now you're thinking about where they can go and what they can do. So COVID-19 has created a lot of risk just by having people go out, work in their own environments, and then have everything snap back in.
And how does the current cyber environment inform drillers' security protocols? How should drillers approach these new cyber threats that arise?
So at the same time that you're having all the COVID-19 was happening, there's actually has been, even before that, a big shift in what was happening in cybersecurity or cyber risk management. You actually have a convergence of different factors of making cybersecurity a lot higher priority. And what I mean by that is a few things. One is you get a lot of different kinds of attacks that are happening now. And they're not just, those attacks aren't just more frequent or potent, but it's what they're attacking and how they're attacking it. And what I mean by that is attackers are going from the traditional IT environment, that's our computers and, you know, Teams and Zoom and everything else we normally use, into what we call the OT environment, or the operational technology. That is a technology that operates things like navigation systems or drills or valves or SCADA systems, anything that makes the operations run. And that big shift raises a pretty large threat, meaning in the traditional IT, they go after data. In this OT or industrial environment that they're going after, they're actually trying to impact operations. They're trying to shut things down. They're trying to destroy different types of things in operations devices. And so that poses a lot more operational risk and safety risk. If you open the wrong valve or you steer navigation in the wrong place, you may cause significant risk to vessel safety, environmental safety, and public safety. So this has now become a much more operational risk and safety consideration than the traditional data or can they steal from my enterprise. That's a big shift. With that, a lot of companies are also facing a rise in government or governance or regulatory environment. They're not totally there yet, but it's emerging. You can see things with NAVIC in the US. You can see things with IMO that are coming out. Lots of this regulatory environment is creating a lot more pressure to go do something about this increased industrial threat that's happening. And the last piece is digitalization. So you have this digitalization that comes in where everything is just getting more connected. They're not getting less connected over time. Obviously, there'd be more with big data analytics and automation, autonomous vehicles, all sorts of different types of things. And particularly in the offshore, where everything is so remote, you've got a lot of distance control, meaning things that you use over the wire or from a distance remotely operating. And so this creates a pretty big exposure when you have that digitalization increase. So those three areas are converging together to reshape that landscape for offshore and for drilling contractors. So, you know, you've got the government and dimension, you've got the drilling, I'm sorry, you got the government dimension, you've got the digitalization piece in there, and you've got the kinds of attacks moving to this environment where they can have real world safety and risk impacts.
And how important is it to understand the hacker's point of view when developing solutions?
Well, it's always important to understand your adversary. You want to be able to understand how they think and what their motivations are. And when you say hacker, there are different kinds of cyber attackers that are out there, and they have different kinds of motivations. Some are more like nation states, and they're trying to either make a political statement or they're trying to have other motivations where they're going to be a little bit more quiet in your system. They are what we call advanced persistent threats. They're usually far more sophisticated and a lot more quiet about what they want to do. You have organized crime. You have what we call hacktivists, which are activists that using hacker tools and methodologies. You just have a variety of different, and you have terrorist organizations. So you have a whole bunch of different types of attackers that are out there. And you want to understand those perspectives, not only from their motivations, but their techniques and ways of getting in. You have to understand that in this industrial or OT environment, it's new for everybody. It's new for the attackers. It's new for the defenders. The bad guys are trying to figure out how to get in. The good guys are figuring out how to keep them out. And all this is happening real time in this space where the stakes are very, very high. So being able to take that attacker's perspective, and we usually call that either white hat hacking, meaning ethical hacking, which means you could pay someone to come in and actually hack your vessel, if you will. They do it called a penetration test, and then tell you where all your cracks and holes are. And when you see that, particularly in the offshore environment and in this industrial environment, it actually doesn't take them very long to do that. They look at it, and I've seen it in either a matter of hours, and I've heard a few that were in a matter of minutes. They were able to get in and get full what we call admin control of an offshore facility in a fairly short amount of time. And the reason that is that this industrial environment is far less mature than your typical IT environment. So that OT side is usually far less developed than the IT side. And it's not only something that needs to have more attention to it, it takes what we call domain expertise, meaning you have to really understand how all those networks, systems, devices, all that stuff works together in order to know how to protect it. And as I mentioned, bad guys are still figuring it out as well, but they are adapting a lot faster than we are evolving for this. So you have that larger risk area that now impacts safety, now impacts operations itself.
Thank you so much, Ian, for joining us and providing your insight and expertise.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. Please make sure to check out www.drillingcontractor.org for more interviews on technology and drilling and for all the latest news and insights from around the industry.